And of course, there's a broth in on that when they cook it, you know. They stir it up just like you stirring up a pan of cornbread or whatever it might be. But I never heard that said at all.
Well, let's see. on New Year's Day, I think it's New Year's Day, are you familiar with the custom of eating black-eyed peas? And
yes, and salt pork. They say that brings you good luck.
I was introduced to that when I first came down to Oklahoma. You had to dip your fingers in.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, these people said you had to eat it with your fingers.
Oh.
So I ate it with my fingers. Pretty good. How about the under part of the pig's head down in the chin region?
Well, now, I don't know just exactly what you mean by the question.
Well, is there any special word for that?
No, I don't think so.
Jowls? Or?
Oh, yeah, jowl. That's along the cheek here.
Oh.
You
know? Uh-huh. Is that for people, too? Is
it? Oh, yes, they eat that. It's kind of a gristly, fat meat. Oh, once in a while you'll get a little a little streak of lean in it, but very seldom. And that comes off the jaw, see? Mm-hmm. Here.
What did you say it was called?
Jowls.
Oh. Would it be that would people call this part of the human face that too?
I don't think so. I think they'd call this the cheek.
Yeah, I think I would too. And butter, which is no longer fresh, is
stale.
How about milk that's just beginning to turn sour? Any special word for that?
Let me wait a minute.